From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the world capital of country music, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Little Jimmy Dickens.
My love stands on the other side. She's kissing now another man. This river is mighty deep and wide. Gonna swim Big Sandy if I can. Swim Big Sandy if I can. Gonna get ready and count to ten. Hold my nose and jump right in. Kick my feet and I wiggle my hands. Swim Big Sandy if I can. Swim Big Sandy if I can. Just returned from a distant land, but I proved to her my love was true. Well, I swam Big Sandy like a man, swam Big Sandy like a man. I got ready and counted to ten, held my nose and I jumped right in, kicked my feet and I wiggled my hands. I swam Big Sandy like a man, swam Big Sandy like a man.
And a great big hello and howdy and welcome to all our friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry.
Tonight's all-star lineup, Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Grandpa Jones, Del Wood, and the entire Opry gang.
That's right, Grant Turner, and our special guest tonight is a girl. And boy, I mean to tell you, she is a girl. I'm talking about the Decca recording star, Miss Patsy Cline, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, sir, Patsy Cline. And Patsy will be out here. Well, it's kind of like the Beauty and the Beast, only the Beast comes first. He's a good friend of ours, but he's still one of the sorriest and poorest excuses of a human being that I've ever seen. The teller of tall tales, Rod Brasfield. Here he is.
Climbed up in a shimmering tree just to see what I could see. Stuck my head in the woodpecker's hole. I couldn't get it out to save my soul. Oh, I'm in fine voice tonight, ain't
I? I noticed that. Howdy, Rod.
Glad to see you, Jimmy.
Glad to see you.
Boy, I feel plumb poetic tonight.
Yeah, you sound like song plugger, Rod.
Yeah, I know it. Can I say a little dab of poetry that I wrote this morning just for breakfast?
I reckon it'll be all right. I like poetry.
All right. Some men smile in the evening and some men smile at the dawn, but the man worthwhile is a man that can smile when all of his teeth are gone.
That's all right, Rod. Yes, sir.
Kim, you like poetry?
I'm crazy about it, Rod. As a matter of fact, I have a little poem here for you now.
Say it to me, Jim.
Well, he who kisses and runs away lives to kiss another day. Shakespeare.
Shakespeare.
Yes, sir.
Here's one for you, Jim. The boy sat on top of the boxcar. His feet drug the ground. Longfeller.
Oh. Rod.
Yeah, let's tell one more.
No more, Rod.
Yeah, here's one for you, Jim.
What?
This is the story of John McGuire, who ran through town with his pants on fire. He rushed to the doctor and fainted with fright when the doctor says, John, your end's in sight.
I think we better cut the poetry out. We're getting a little bit corny, both of them.
Yeah, well, all right. I think it's enough myself, Jim.
Absolutely.
You know, it's hot tonight.
Yeah, it's hot tonight. Rod, did I tell you, Rod, have I told you yet that I had a dream about you last night?
No, a dream about me?
I had a dream about you last night.
Well, Flitter, Jim, tell me about it.
Rod, I dreamed that I went up to heaven.
And oh, sure.
Yes, and I walked up to the pearly gate, and St. Peter looked at me, and he said, Little Jim Dickens, hello there.
Hello there.
I see you're walking.
Yeah.
You can't come in here unless you're riding.
What'd you do, Jim?
Well, I went on with my dream. I dreamed I came right back down here.
Yeah.
And I got you, Rod.
Yeah.
And I rode you right back up to heaven, rode you right up to the pearly gate.
Yeah?
St. Peter looked at me and he said, "Hello there, little Jim. I see you're riding.
Yeah.
Tie your little jackass right over there and come on in."
You know, to me, there's no other city quite like Nashville. But, you know, it does have one thing in common with other cities.
What's that, Grant?
Well, the men here, just like the men in lots of other cities, prefer Prince Albert smoking tobacco. In fact, every minute of every pipe-smoking day, Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. And that's true all over the country. You see, pipe smokers like PA's natural tobacco taste. The rich flavor of PA's fine tobacco is held and heightened by Prince Albert's own special process. And so you get cool, comfortable smoking enjoyment, pipeful after pipeful.
And don't forget, PA is crimp cut, so it packs neat and firm, smokes smooth and long-burning.
And you could say that again, Jimmy. Friends, enjoy natural tobacco taste in your next pipe or making cigarette. Enjoy Prince Albert. See why it's called the National Joy Smoke.
Well, so friends, we're not going to keep you or me waiting any longer tonight. Let's have a swell Grand Ole Opry welcome for our guest star, Miss Patsy Cline, ladies and gentlemen. Well, hello there, Patsy.
Hi, Jimmy. It's awful good to be back on the Opry and to see you.
You mean to see me again?
I sure do.
Yow, gal, you better sing before I walk across the ceiling. I got news for you. Sing for us. Will you do that?
All right. I'd like to do my first record I ever made, A Church, A Courtroom, and Then Goodbye.
The first scene was the church, then the altar, where we claimed each other with tears of joy we cried. Our friends there forever as we walk from the church side by side. The next scene was a crowded courtroom, and like strange
Patsy Cline is a Grand Ole Opry square dancer's kind of gave her to old Joe Clark with our good friend Dave and Tommy doing the fiddling. Here's Blue Children to call it.
Hey, chillin' you're on the wrong track. Grab that girl and circle it back. Hey, chase the rabbit, chase the squirrel, and chase the pretty girl around the world. You swing Mona, swing Paul, swing that gal from Arkansas, and everybody's swing. Hey, now take the heel and take the toe, grab that gal on the way you go, swing around and go see go. Hey, now run to the kitchen table and beat back to the center and swing your sweet and back to the kitchen and beat once more. Then you couple up, swing on four. Yes, yes.
Well, neighbor, I'd like to pause right here in the midst of our grand old Opry singing and dancing and fun and take up an old, old Opry custom, the singing of a sacred or a gospel song. The one we've chosen tonight is Take My Hand, Precious Lord. Take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Thanks, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, it a certain day stick in your mind, Jimmy?
Some do, Grant.
Well, do you recall the day you first rolled up a Macon cigarette with Prince Albert?
Yes, sir. That's the day I learned just how mild and tasty a Macon smoke could be.
It happens every time. When a fellow sees how easy Prince Albert rolls up in an OCB paper and enjoys that natural tobacco taste, he's a P.A. man for life. You know, nature herself put the flavor in P.A., and this rich, natural flavor is held and heightened by P.A.'s exclusive process.
And being crimp cut, P.A. rolls real easy. It won't blow around or dribble out the ends.
So all you Macon's men listening in, enjoy Prince Albert, taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Well, friends, here's a little lady I've had the pleasure of having on my shows many, many times. And believe me, any time she's introduced, the neighbors are in for a real bundle of fine piano plunking. Here's Miss Del Wood with a tune called Ivory Corn.
Thank you.
job. Well, sir, friends, it's gossip time on the Grand Ole Opry. And y'all know what we mean when we say it's gossip time. It means it's time to rear back and say, here's Cousin Minnie Pearl. Give her a nice...
to be here I ever could. Jim, I declare it's a pleasure to come out here and just stand side by each with you.
Well, I thank you, ma'am.
I think you're one of the cutest fellas I've ever saw.
Well, thank you, Minnie.
That's all right. Jim, what are you going to do after the show tonight? I mean, you know.
Well, I didn't have anything in particular, Minnie, that I was going to do. I thought maybe I might just go home and kind of
Curl up
with a book, Minnie.
That's enough to make anybody curl up. Jim, I was thinking maybe I might, you know, find some handsome feller that would want to go out and sort of, you know, this new kind of dancing, jitterbugging,
yes,
and everything,
ma'am.
They do, you know.
Yes.
Well, a young girl like me, I was just looking for somebody that would be real handsome and come up behind me and say,
"Howdy, Minnie."
Oh, shut up. Rod Brassfield, you ain't handsome.
I know it.
Nobody look at you except by mistake.
I know it.
Rod, come to think of it, they told you we's having a picnic tomorrow. You coming, ain't you?
No, tomorrow, Minnie?
Yeah.
No, I can't make it. I just ain't a-going.
You ain't...
No,
Rod, you don't say you ain't going.
Huh?
Say, I'm not going. See, it's I am not going, you are not going, they are not going.
Well, if there ain't nobody going, why are you having picnic for?
Oh, shut up. Silliest one.
Always
I ever.
Did think it's silly to waste tater salad.
Oh, shut up. Rod, get off of that tater salad. Hey, Rod, I understand you're leaving the country and going to move to the city.
That's right, Minnie. Yeah, I'm tired of the farm. I'm tired of the country. I'm going to move.
Oh, Rod, you know there's no other place to live in the world but in the country.
No, Flitter.
Oh, it makes you feel so good living out there in the open air.
Yeah. You know,
where you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and milk the cow and everything.
Milk the cow and everything. Boy, I bet them old ducks is going to be surprised.
Rod, you're so smart. You're so smart, I'll ask you a question.
All right, Miss.
What did the owl say when he wanted to go courting and it started to rain?
What did the owl say when he wanted to go courting and it started to rain?
Yeah.
I'll bet he said, just let it rain. I don't give a hoot.
Oh, he did not.
He did?
No, you know what he said?
What did he say, man?
Too wet to woo.
Well, woo, woo.
Bye now, see you next week.
Thank you, Minnie. It's always a pleasure to visit with you, I'm quite sure. And we always get a big charge, I'm sure, out of hearing a fine song from such a fine young lady, Miss Patsy Cline. How about it, friends, once again? All righty? Your Highness, sir. Miss Patsy, step right up to our Grand Ole Opry microphone and tell the good folks what you're going to sing.
My new Decca record, I've Loved and Lost Again. Loved and lost again. Oh, what a crazy world we're living in. True love has no chance to win. I've loved and lost again. I ask you, what chance have I when each love I meet just makes me cry? He loves a while, then says goodbye. I've loved and lost again. To be true to one alone don't seem to matter anymore. They say you're out of style unless you've lost one or more. I've loved and lost again. Oh, what a crazy world we're living in. True love has no chance to win. I've loved and lost again.
lost Guantanamo. I've loved and lost again. Oh, what a crazy world we're living in. True love has no chance to win. I've loved and lost again.
Singing there. I saw one old fella who was really giving her the once over. In fact, this fella just proves the old saying, you're never too old for looking at a pretty gal and for picking out a mighty fine tune on the five string banjo. Grandpa Jones, Old Blue.
Now, once I had an old blue dog, he chased him possum across that log, chased him down and run him up tree. Then he'd stand and bark for me. Go on, Blue, you rascal, you. Tree them possum for me and you.
Go on, Blue, you rascal, you. Me and you.
Old Blue's foot was big and round, and when he put it on the ground, Possum better be a hunting him a hole. Catch him before his track gets cold. Go on, Blue, you rascal, you. Tree them possum for me and you.
Go on, Blue, you rascal, you. Tree them possum for me and you.
Chase him down and run him up tree. Then he'd stand and bark for me. See that possum sitting on a limb. Winked at me and I winked at him. Come on, Blue, that will do. Here's enough for me and you.
Come on, Blue, that will do. Here's enough for me and you.
Take him home and hang him in the frost. Then lay him down and scrape him off. Put some sweet taters in that pan. Best old eating in this land. Come on, Blue, get some too. Here's enough for me and you.
Come on, Blue, and get some too. Here's enough for me and you.
Now, while I'm singing off my song, my old blue dog is dead and gone. When he died, I laid him in shade. Dug his grave with a silver spade. Let him down with a golden chain. Every link I called his name. Blue, 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 Blue. Wish it was me instead of you.
Blue, 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 Blue. Wish it was me instead of you.
To get me a crown. When I get to heaven, the first thing I'll do, grab me a horn and a blow for Blue. Go on, Blue, I'm a coming too. There's room enough for me and you.
Go on, Blue, I'm a coming too. There's room enough for me and you.
Thank you, Grandpa Jones, for a grand job as you usually do. Mighty fine, we enjoyed that. Now, friends, on our Grand Ole Opry, as we usually do every Saturday night, we try to include one of our country ballads. Here's one of our latest ones. We hope you'll enjoy our brand new one called It Scares Me Half to Death. It scares me half to death to think breaks my heart to know how much I made you cry. But if you'll let me show you, darling, I'll right the wrong I've done and ease the heartaches I have caused in the days gone by. Scares me half to death to know I had forgotten the vow we made to stay together, come what may. And while I'm holding you, my darling, I'm holding my breath, 'cause just the thought I scares me half to death. I told you that But we sure hope that you had a nice time with us tonight, visiting here at the Grand Ole Opry. You'll be on hand next week because we'll be coming and calling for you in the old buckboard as usual. At that time, neighbor, the man in the driver's seat will be my good friend, the Cherokee cowboy, Ray Price. And he's bringing along with him our great singer in country music, Johnny Horton. Till then, this is little Jimmy Dickens saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Today's the day for you to win with Cavalier, the brand new, all new king-size cigarette.
You're bound to win greater smoking enjoyment with Cavalier's great new blend because new Cavalier gives you great taste. You get the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
Yes, the new, all new Cavalier is a great smoke.
Light up an all new Cavalier. Right off, you'll get the pleasure of rich tobacco taste that draws so easily through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's new blend of top crop tobaccos. The flavor's all there.
So smooth, so full, so natural tasting. Puff after puff, smoke after smoke.
Enjoy this wonderful smoking experience soon. Make it today. Look for the smart new Cavalier pack in red, white, and gold. Win greater smoking enjoyment with the new, all-new Cavalier. The king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service. WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee.